Cleaning up the Milwaukee River Basin, which is made up of the Menominee, Kinnickinnick, and Milwaukee Rivers, has become a decades-long endeavor.
Over time, crews have removed dams, hauled out contaminated sediment, and naturalized some stretches of once concrete-lined waterways.
Volunteers have also played a part. This past Saturday marked the 21st annual cleanup, which was coordinated by the group Milwaukee Riverkeeper.
Teams slipped on gloves and boots to remove debris by the bagful at sites from Campbellsport south to Cudahy.
Lake Effect Susan Bent stopped in along the Milwaukee River north of Capitol Drive to talk with just a few of the volunteers.
My name is Mitch Koulis.
And Mitch, you coordinated this site?
Yes, this is my site, the Capitol and Humboldt Park and Ride at UWM.
How many years have you done it?
This is my third year as site captain.
So you've got it down to a science.
I try.
What's the
almost
secret? What's the secret?
Have a lot of help. You know, anybody who comes out, they like to give a helping hand, so.
You nab people who didn't even know they were going to sign up?
Exactly. You know, actually, most years I have, you know, walkers by. They'll just stop whatever they're doing and kind of grab a bag and help out.
So how did you gravitate to doing that 3 years ago?
Because I was the secretary of the Conservation Club at UWM. So that was really cool. It was something, my first big event that I did in college. And now that I'm graduated, I'm still doing it. I love it.
So how do you live your conservation motto in your work and life?
Mostly doing things like this, helping out in the community. And mostly I enjoy gardening and composting a lot.
Matthew Grappi, and I'm a conservation warden here in Milwaukee. I cover our Lake Michigan station as well as the rivers in Milwaukee.
So tell me what that's about, it for people who don't know about your organization.
As a conservation warden, my job is to protect the natural resources, and so we enforce all the laws related to the environment, recreational vehicles, fishing, hunting, anything that has to do with the environment or wildlife are all laws that we enforce.
So this garbage is part of that beat?
Yeah, we do enforce litter. And we also, aside from just doing law enforcement, we also get involved in the community with different groups, Milwaukee River Keeper being one of them. And so this event's been organized for like 21 years. So this is my first full year in working in Milwaukee. I've been with the department for 8 years now. And so when I transferred in, I knew about the event, wanted to get involved in it. So I helped organize a lot of people from our department to come out and assist. And we had a great turnout.
Carolyn Tannig.
And how did you happen to come today?
I heard about it through my friend Matt Rudman, who I think heads up the Conservation Club at UW-Milwaukee.
Oh, cool.
And I just came out to volunteer for the day because
cool.
I love the rivers.
You're a student at UWM?
I'm not. I'm an UW-Madison graduate.
Oh, cool. So broader in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you graduated from UW, you work here, or you just came in from wherever it is?
I work at Stacked Burger Bar right now.
Did you get your colleagues to come?
No, I didn't. None of them showed up. Yeah, next year for sure.
Tell me about something that you found that was either really yucky or interesting or both.
I found a squirrel skull. It's got teeth, some yellow front teeth and all of its molars.
It's in her backpack.
Look.
Tom Brzezinski, fisheries technician with Wisconsin DNR.
Today you're here as a volunteer.
Yes, I'm here as a volunteer today, yes.
How does this all impact habitat and our fisheries?
Well, certainly. I mean, the less trash you have in the river, fish may get tangled in old fishing line, six-pack rings. Obviously, we've seen fish get trapped in those. So just from that standpoint, it is important to remove the trash. But in a broader sense, you know, getting the attention to the river and looking at cleanups that have happened on Lincoln Park, on the impoundment for Estabrook, further upriver. Those all have an impact on the fishery down here because the fewer contaminants we have in the river, the better off the fishery will be, both from the fish's standpoint, from certain health effects, but also from the angler's standpoint in being able to consume more fish. You know, the fewer fish we can have on the consumption advisory, obviously the better. So.
What kind of stuff did you guys find?
A lot of candy wrappers, styrofoam, plastic, food containers, a fair amount of fishing line, little bait containers, a lot of everything.
So even the candy wrappers make a difference?
Well, it's just...
That's aesthetic.
That's an aesthetic thing. I mean, it really does make a difference to not see that stuff in the river. You know, we try to impress on anglers, and I know the wardens do that too, is to, you know, not litter. You know, if you're out angling, pick up your stuff. If you happen to, you know, have to break off some fishing line or whatever, try to get as much of it in, take it with you. Just don't leave it there because it does. It not only affects the fish, it affects birds that might get tangled in it. So you want to do your best to try to clean up your act. I mean, that's the best thing I can tell people.
After all the hard work, there's a little party at the beer garden in Esterbrook Park. There's a line of people waiting to get a snack.
My name is Annie Jerby.
I'm Eleanor Grace Jerby.
I'm Sharon Satalowicz. These gals came out to help us out. I'm actually one of the co-chair people organizing the Friends of Lincoln Park. And so we collaborated with Riverkeepers. This is the second year that we've done this because we're a neophyte group.
Where did you guys pick up stuff?
Down by the water park. And me and my sister and my friend found this little trail down to like this swampy area. And there's a whole bunch of styrofoam.
And we found a new place that had so much more garbage.
When you say so much, what do you mean?
A lot of styrofoam and a few... like a lot of styrofoam cups and plates, and that wasn't good.
And then did you fill up a 25-gallon bag?
Yeah, we did.
Wow. Bigger than you guys.
We filled up like two bags.
Really?
Yeah.
So have you been out here before to help clean?
No, this is our first time.
So what'd you think?
Good.
What's so good about it? Do you like the river? Do you like the idea of picking up stuff that shouldn't be there?
I like the view.
Describe the view.
So there was this little sort of riverish pond, and that was really cool because from up where we were, it looked really good, pretty. Except for the trash.
Yeah, but you were taking care of that, so perfect situation. How about you? What do you like out there?
I really just like everything, and I don't like how people just throw trash in the water and like it comes up and like just stays there, and that can be bad for the fish and stuff.
So have you actually ever been on or in the river?
No.
Would you be interested in doing that?
Yes.
Yeah. What would you do? What would the first thing you would do in or on the river be if you could?
Pick up trash so we wouldn't be able to see it. The first thing I would try and do is also pick up trash and also try and go fishing.
Among the voices you heard along Milwaukee River were volunteers Annie and Eleanor Grace Jerby. They did their part in extracting tens of thousands of pounds of garbage up and down the Milwaukee River Basin.
Interesting finds included a couch, a sled, and what looked like a chia pet, but under closer examination turned out to be a moss-covered baseball on which new vegetation was growing.